Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reggie, what the hell is wrong with you? Wait, what is going on?
Thank you for slowing it down, please.
Okay, Reggie, I'm sorry. I let you talk 2 weeks ago, and then you're just like, you're really slacking on the job. Okay, just get out of here. Pack up your stuff. That was the slowest version I've ever heard.
I asked Reggie to make it slow.
You said you wanted him to slow it down.
Yeah, you know, look, I'm not as quick as I used to be.
Yeah.
I'm living life at about, you know how some people like to listen to podcasts at 3/4 speed, half speed, or whatever?
Well, they like to listen to them quicker.
Oh, well, what's the fun in that?
No, they want to spend less time listening to us.
Oh, when you're listening to a political podcast full of three political insiders.
You really want to let it sink in at 3/4 speed?
It makes a lot more sense when you hear them as though they are drunk.
Look, I have to say the catchphrase.
I'm not
Hold
saying,
on.
Okay, you good.
Yeah, I haven't introduced you. Shut the fuck up.
If you don't mind, Scott, slow it down.
Slow it down. Okay, I'll try to do this as slowly as possible. One, if by land.
Mm-hmm.
Two, if by sea. Paul Revere's small penis could barely even pee. I can't do it that slow. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Simonson for that wonderful catchphrase submission, and welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. We have a great show coming up a little later. We have a singer. We also have someone who spends a lot of time in one of the four elements. We've heard of the fifth element, where the fifth element was love, but this is one of the four accepted elements: earth, wind, fire.
And Cool in the Gang.
Yes. But before we get to them, let's get to him. You've heard his dulcet tones and his non-dulcet tones in combination.
I've been slowing it down for over a decade.
That's right.
On the Judge Sean Hoffman podcast.
Judge Sean Hoffman. He's an old friend of the show that he's making his, I want to say, 18th appearance on this show.
Somewhere in that realm.
Somewhere in there. Probably more like five.
Who's counting?
A lot of people would count this kind of thing.
Then they should send me letters. Hodgman@MaximumFun.org. Okay. Let me know. Let me know everything I did wrong this time.
He is, some have described him as the living embodiment of the Monopoly Man.
I prefer the Julius Pringles, but that's fine.
But whoever it is, he is wearing a monocle.
I am not.
You are not.
Yes,
you have the double monocle action going on right now.
I have. It's a strange. It's one of those Mandela effect things.
Yes.
Everyone thinks I'm wearing a monocle. I'm wearing regular eyeglasses.
Just regular eyeglasses.
And frankly, the comparison between me and Nelson Mandela, a freedom fighter who was imprisoned for a long, long time. That's not appropriate.
You were about to say lived in captivity. What's the difference?
I was going to say lived in prison, and I was not going to say lived in captivity.
Okay. So living in prison.
Please don't pretend that you understand my thoughts.
Living in prison, though, you corrected yourself to say imprisoned.
Yes, I don't think that anyone who is in prison
just
would
living.
Say, I'm living in prison right now.
Oh, I got a nice room in prison.
I was going to say inaccurately, three cots and a hot.
Ah, yes. No, that would be the best prison stay. To have three beds
to
yourself, you only get to eat once.
But you only get one meal.
Still, it's all you can eat.
And we do know it's temperature. It's hot.
True. It's very, very. Well, no, the cots are hot.
Is it all you can eat?
Yeah, it could be all you can eat. Yeah, and a buffet bar as well.
Oh, that's how they do it at intermittent fasting state penitentiary.
Yeah. Could you survive, and I'll introduce you in a second.
That's fine.
Could you survive on one meal a day if it were at hometown buffet every single day?
One meal a day at Hometown Buffet. I'm Sean Hoffman with for Hometown Buffet. You can live on one meal a day at Hometown Buffet.
I would imagine you would get tired of getting one of everything after a week.
I've never been to Hometown Buffet.
Okay, imagine.
Tell me what it's all about.
Imagine any buffet in the world. Go. There's nothing special about Hometown.
Quoth Han Solo, I can imagine a lot.
But it has fried chicken.
It's
it
got
has
everything.
Pizza.
It's got everything. It's what we call American comfort food favorites.
Exactly, yes. Right. But salads and soups.
Do
and
they have a sushi area?
I doubt they have a sushi area, although that...
Would that change things for you?
Yeah, that would probably change. It would depend on the quality of the sushi. It would depend on if you're in a state that is next to the water. Can they get fresh fish?
I'll tell you what. I have been on a cruise.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Judge Sean Hoffman is here. No, John Hodgman is here.
Sean Hodgman.
A guy who's been on a cruise. Look, I mean,
I've been on a cruise, and they have at the Windjammer Cafe atop the boat, where you have every station you can imagine, a sushi station, a pancake station. Mm. I could live on one meal a day.
One station just for pancakes? It's kind of like, come on, guys. That's not an optimal use of space. You know what I mean?
There is a waffle iron available if needed.
But does he have to does he roll his eyes? Does he have to search through things to get it? You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, it's in a cardboard box under the counter. Oh, clang, clang, clang.
But what is the difference between a pancake and a waffle? Okay, consistency.
For sure.
And I mean consistency of just how
good
they are.
The first one is always bad. And thereafter, it's pretty good.
No, but waffles are a little bit crispier because they're almost like the panini of breakfast foods.
I think you are missing one major distinction.
What's that?
A waffle has holes in it.
Oh, the little, not holes.
Because, a waffle pattern, complete holes.
You can put holes in a pancake, and sometimes you do when you're trying to make a little smiley face with them. Although a lot of people, I mean, to be quite honest, do the smiley face waffles, with whipped cream and berries.
That's right. It's rooty tooty, fresh and fruity.
Exactly.
Yeah, but no, a waffle is a taller item, and it has divots in it. Let's say that. Divots? Canyons.
It's
got a waffle
just as tall as a pancake if one were to flatten it.
I think you...
We have to agree it would be just as flat as a pancake if you were to flatten it.
that's true. You could... If you used a panini press to flatten a waffle...
It would be... Exactly as flat as a pancake. Would it not?
You could achieve it with if you had calipers. Yes.
So it's really not too different. Why are they always at odds with each other then?
Do you think that there's a big fight? Are you a waffle person or a pancake person?
If I had to choose, God, I've never had this put it to me. I guess anytime I went to a breakfast place and looked at a menu, I guess I have had to choose.
That's true. It's so, come up before.
Yeah. So
imagine you're there atop on the Windjammer Cafe.
What are you sponsored by the Windjammer Cafe?
Hi, I'm Sean Hoffman for the Windjammer Cafe.
Stop talking about the Windjammer Cafe. No one cares about the Windjammer Cafe.
All right. I like it. I'd live there.
Okay, so...
If you're there and the guy was there and he's like, okay, sir, would you like a waffle or a pancake? And now it's your time to choose. 100 Americans are standing behind you waiting to get as much food as possible.
Are there only 100 people on these cruises?
No, but just at that station.
Oh, okay. There's 100 people at a pancake station? These are not comfortable cruises.
Easily.
I guess I go waffle.
I'd go waffle a million percent.
A little crispier, right?
It's just, first of all, it's European. Very continental.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la, indeed. And you know I'm a fancy man.
Sure, of course. You are, if an article in the New Yorker were to start to talk incessantly.
That's true.
That's you.
I am the Eustace Tilly himself. From time, this is why people think I wear a monocle, because while I have eyeglasses on, mm-hmm. I will often, if a butterfly is flying by, I will take out a monocle to look at that butterfly.
Certainly.
Specifically.
And you'll tap it with your cane.
I'll tap with my cane and I'll tip my very tall top hat to it. And I'm a waffle. I'm not, look at me. Yeah. I'm not a lumberjack.
No, you don't need flapjacks.
I'm not going to eat flapjacks or flannel cakes or Johnny cakes or whatever you want to call
them. What about griddle cakes?
No.
Wheat cakes?
No, I want something that's been made in a specialized machine.
That's right. And that is the difference, because a pancake...
We finally got there.
You can put bacon in there, you can put eggs, you can do whatever the fuck you want in that pan.
Have you ever had a macaroni and cheese pancake?
That's a good question.
The pride of Shopson's Restaurant in New York City.
Shopson's, really? Where is that? Let's give them a shout out.
In Essex Street Market.
Essex Street Market.
On the corner of Essex and Delancey.
You don't say. Shopson's. And it was invented
by Kenny Shopson, the foul-mouthed owner of the place.
I don't know if...
And then it has been passed on to his son Zach and his daughters Melinda and Tamara.
Are they equally foul-mouthed?
They're not averse to a swear.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you can claim...
One time I said a swear in front of Melinda's daughter, who's about 9. And I said, I'm sorry about that. Mm. And she said, what the fuck? I'm a Shopson. I was like, okay.
Wow.
I swore on your podcast. Is that allowed?
Yeah, that's allowed.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Just leave it there, though. I don't want any more.
No. I understand.
So what are some of the famous places in New York that have shut down?
Some of the famous places.
Like some of the iconic places that you go, like, I can't believe that's never that shut down, but it just fell into disrepair and it never.
Well, the Ziegfeld Theater.
That's right. The Follies.
The famous movie theater.
Yeah.
A grand old movie palace that had something along the lines of 50,000 seats in it. And then they're like, no one wants to see these movies.
50,000 seats.
So it was a large theater.
Okay.
Too large for a single screen.
That seems like that's about the size of Shea Stadium. Is that?
That's another reason why they had to shut it down.
Is Shea Stadium still around?
I suppose so. I think it's called Citi Field now.
How did they ever recover from the Beatles playing there?
Did they ever recover?
That wonderful concert.
It's funny because I don't remember. Did the Beatles trash it?
I don't know. I think they played. Here's what's funny about the Beatles playing Shea Stadium.
Right.
I think they literally played 20 minutes.
Right.
It was like so short and everyone's screaming and they play 20 minutes and go, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Uncanny imitation.
And people paid for this.
You know why? People love the Beatles.
People love the Beatles. People love being outside.
Oh, they absolutely do. And they love parking outside of stadiums.
Wouldn't it have been great, though, if the umpires from a game were there, like sort of like telling the Beatles, no, wrong court.
That would be terrific.
One of my favorite moments.
If an umpire got right up in Ringo Starr's face and told him to get out of the game.
Get out of here. And we just had the Super Bowl yesterday. One of my favorite moments from a Super Bowl.
Is that true? I missed it, I guess.
Well, we're taping this in advance of the Super Bowl.
Okay, good.
But what was one
of your favorite moments of the Super Bowl?
No, of years past.
Oh, okay.
Was when Bruce Springsteen played.
Yeah.
And he did a big slide while he was playing guitar, and a ref came out and threw a flag like he had done a penalty. I loved it.
Is that a true story? You know, I've never seen a single Super Bowl.
It is true. He hired a guy to play a ref to throw a flag on him like, yeah, that's illegal. An illegal slide.
If I were one of the real refs, I would be mad.
I'd be upset. It's like, hey, I'm available.
I would file a complaint with the ref union.
Oh, really? You think that should not be allowed?
I would. You know what? I would call foul on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Call foul.
I've seen a sports.
That's ref talk.
Yeah, that's definitely ref talk.
That's ref talk.
Judge Sean Hoffman.
I've been
Hoffman.
Inside the Green Monster.
What does that mean?
I was.
Is that the Statue of Liberty?
I was eaten by a large monster.
Oh, you were. Oh, okay. Good to know.
Sports fans will understand what I'm talking about. Boston sports fans.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you for referencing the Old North Church in your opening. The one if by land, two if by sea. Paul Revere's Midnight Ride.
Is that from Philadelphia? Is it all that stuff in Philadelphia?
No, it's from Boston. That's why I was talking about it. Yes.
You were talking about Boston.
I zoned out. I am from Brookline, Massachusetts.
That's right. That's right. I've read your book.
Thank you very much.
You currently reside in one of those states where you have a kayak. This is what I remember from your book. You have a kayak.
You're talking about my book, Vacation Land?
Yes. You have a boat or of some sort. Is it a kayak?
We have a rowboat. A double-ended rowboat.
You walked in and you did not expect to buy this boat, and then you bought the boat.
Yeah, you can read all about it in my book,
Vacation
Land.
This is essentially what I remember from your book. Isn't it sad that we forget things? Like, I love that book. And I've forgotten every part of it.
Well, the beauty of it is that I'm sure you still own multiple copies, so you can always revisit those stories.
I actually do own two copies.
Oh, good.
I believe you sent me two and two different trim sizes. It was very confusing.
Oh, I don't know what you prefer. People are very particular. It's an intimate experience.
That's true.
But let's not talk about my book.
Let's not talk about your book because you have a TV show coming
TV out. TV show coming out soon. And it's not I who have the TV show. I'm just a...
I'm a participant in this TV show.
I'm a bit player treading the boards of another wonderful couple's creation.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time.
To be or not to be. On Hulu, the answer is yes.
The answer is to be, because this show is coming out soon. It's called
Up Here.
A lot of people would stop it up and go like, I love that movie.
Right.
TV version of it.
Right.
It's going to be very sad for the first 20 minutes.
Right.
But I'm in.
Nope.
But then you add a word called here.
Well, I didn't. It was created by Bobby Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez, the songwriting duo responsible for Let It Go.
Now, that was sung, if I am correct, by the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. Was it not?
That's quite correct. That's quite correct.
I can't say it without smiling. I love it probably more than the ref pulling the foul on Bruce Springsteen during the halftime show.
A terrific moment in Super Bowl history. and they created this musical romantic comedy called Up Here, starring Mae Whitman and Carlos Valdez, and I get to play someone's dad. And I sing a little song in it. I sing one lyric.
You sing?
Solo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that tough for you?
Note the spatter of blood at the base of the stairs. And that's it.
Is it a murder mystery?
Tune in and find out.
No, thanks.
March 24th, Up Here on Hulu.
March 24th.
Hulu is known as the home of Dicktown, my cartoon series that I made with David Reese.
Now, the last time you were on the show, it was you and David Reese and a couple other people.
Sure.
And I posted the picture along with a little ad on Instagram. And someone wrote, hey, why don't you ever have more diversity on your show? This is four white guys, and instead you have a comedy group called Dicktown.
I'm not part of a comedy group called Dicktown. Happens to be the name of the cartoon show that I feel uncomfortable saying every time I say
it. Just call it Richardville.
It's like immersion therapy. I don't know.
Well, it depends on what you want. Well, you could either immerse yourself in it or be totally separate from
it. Aversion to saying Dicktown because I'm an only child rule follower. And I said, remember how I said a swear word earlier?
Yeah.
I didn't care for it.
Do you want me to go back and edit it out?
No. I'm just trying to get better with being a grown-up human.
This is the thing. No regrets. That's how I feel.
No regrets.
No
the
regrets.
The past is the past.
The past is the past.
It's just a thought. It's gone
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. It doesn't even exist.
Even the present isn't here.
That's right. I mean, it was a second ago, but
I know,
now it's not.
But how do you even define it? It is the thinnest of threads that connect the past to the future.
That's right. And the future, it's here now, but now it's gone.
And it's also
like me.
The future beyond that is unknowable.
Sorry, I'm just someone. What was that?
I said like me.
Like, wait, Shimmy.
It's here. It's now. It's gone.
Shimmy, what are you doing here?
Just being here for a little bit. Hey, gotta go. Bye.
Oh, you gotta go? Hey, John, why'd you take off your headphones like you were leaving? That's just Shimmy.
I wasn't taking off. I wasn't going to leave. In fact, I'm never going to leave.
Okay, yeah.
I wanted to make sure that they...
Not like me.
They seem to...
Oh, hey, you finally got up to a mic.
I'm always going to leave.
Okay, well, you just said you were going to leave, and now you're still here.
I did, and then I came back.
Okay.
Now I'm leaving.
Okay, bye. Bye, Shimmy. Okay. Great to see you.
Bye, Shimmy.
Oh, my word. Well, this is incredible.
Did we get all the plugs out?
I guess Up Here on Hulu. It's just on Hulu. Like, so you wake up on March 24th and it's just
March 24th, all eight episodes.
All eight at the same time?
Available all at the same time.
Wow.
You know what? Get eight different TVs. You can watch them all simultaneously.
Oh, like Zarika.
Set them on repeat and walk away. Press play and walk away. That's what I say.
That's right. Here's what I don't like. I don't like release dates. Okay.
Okay.
So March 24th, right?
Right. Here we are. We're going to revolutionize entertainment.
Okay. So here's something that happened to me the other day. I wanted to watch Poker Face, right? That's right. Yes.
Sorry. Poker Face.
I wanted to watch Poker Face. And
I'm on it, you know.
Oh, you are. I haven't seen
episode
your episode
four.
Yet. Okay, I've seen 1 through 3 apparently at this point.
Very fine show. I'm very proud to be a part of it.
But I go to Peacock where it supposedly is, and I look it up, and it's not on there. And oh no, I'm early. It's a day early. It's a day before it comes out.
Right.
No, I want to see it that day.
You want it all.
I want to see it the day I want to see it.
You want to see it the day you want to see it.
Not the release date. So what I'm saying is get rid of release dates and just like let us see the things.
I think what we need to do is alert Hollywood to put a censor in here.
Yes.
So that anytime you want something, you can just say it, and that's when they
release
it.
Now, you don't mean a censor, C-E-N-S-O-R.
No, I would never censor you on your own podcast.
Okay, yeah. I would hope not, because this is free speech, baby. This is unfiltered.
That's
You're on
right.
Comedy Bang Bang.
It's like we can't tell jokes anymore.
I know. Have you been canceled yet? I forget. You're expecting to be soon. Okay,
look,
good to know.
I'm prepared for it. I have a bunker.
You have a bunker. You have a little rowboat.
I have many, many apologies prepared, ready to go at any moment.
Your notes app is just filled right now. Your phone is entirely out of memory.
Yep. I'm just waiting
for
the
notes app apologies.
You know, one day I'm going to wake up. I'm going to look at my phone. And I'm going to see that it happened.
45 messages.
I'm going to open the secret door that leads to the bat pole down to the cancel cave. And I'll just, on the way down, I'll just go, deploy apology 39B. And then I'll go live in the dark where I belong, which honestly, it's fine. It's fine.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. You can stick around, can't you? We have to take a break.
I can stick around.
I do want to mention Up Here is on Hulu March 24th, all 8 episodes.
Note and the spatter of blood at the base of the stairs.
I want all of our listeners to applaud when they hear that lyric at home.
I don't care what they do as long as they're watching.
I'd love for people to take videos of them applauding when that lyric comes on and then send them to you.
Maybe we'll all go viral.
That would be so, I would love to go viral one of these days.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Oh my God, I've never experienced it.
First comes the viral, then comes the cancel, but I'm ready for both.
That's the problem. When you go viral, suddenly people are paying attention to you.
That's exactly.
This is a nice little show. No one cares what we say because no one listens.
Yeah, but you know, I spent a lot of money on that cancel cave. I want to get some use out of
okay,
it eventually.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, this is exciting. We have someone who spends a lot of their time in one of the four elements.
One of the four elements.
And we have a singer. And a singer-songwriter, I would venture to say.
A musical performer.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Judge Sean Hoffman, a.k.a. John Hodgman, is here.
Also known as. That's what that stands for. Also known as.
Really? A.k.a. stands
AKA.
For something?
A.k.a. Yep, that's right.
Amazing. The things you learn.
Or it also stands for a kettle apart.
Really? Stands for a lot of things.
Mm-mm.
When you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Apple. Crackle candy bar that's only available at Halloween, America.
Why do you think those things are only available at Halloween?
I don't know the
answer.
It's
like, hey, Crackle.
Crackle.
Start selling them, you know, November through
September. Doesn't only have to be fun-size Crackle. I'm ready for a full-size Crackle, aren't you?
And here's the thing about fun-size.
Hi,
size.
Sean Judge Moffman.
They were
here
shamed,
for Crackle.
They were shamed into seasonality.
Jimmy!
Shamed into seasonality by Nestle Crunch.
You think they're the same candy bar?
Yeah, Crispy Rice.
Well, it's different. It's different companies. They're the same candy bar, but different companies.
Can they do that?
Nope.
Yeah, I think.
Are you just talking about your favorite movie of last year?
Yep.
Is that the sequel to Nope?
Nope.
Okay, I don't know what we're talking about, Jimmy.
Bye.
You gotta go. Oh, Shimmy. Great to have him lost in my house, I guess, now. He's been lost in the Earwolf Studios, which shut down, and apparently he's right. Lost in my house.
Oh, my goodness.
We do have to get to our next guest, but Up Here is coming out
he's
on
frogging.
March.
He's frogging. Have you heard that term?
I don't know what you mean.
P-H-R-O-G-G-I-N-G.
I don't know what that is.
That is the term that describes when someone is living in your walls.
Oh, bad Ronalding.
Yes, exactly. And for some reason, it is called frogging.
Okay.
And there is a reality show that has had at least 3 seasons of people talking about discovering people.
Wait, this is a reality show where they do discover it? Or this is a reality show about other topics and someone casually mentions that they discovered this?
No, it's... All I know is it's on Discovery.
Okay. I'll flip it on and hope it
you may
comes
not
on.
Have it in your cable package. It's on Discovery Frogging.
Okay.
But yeah, no, people live in people's attics and they're secretly in their walls and stuff. And it happens all the time, apparently.
Yeah, I think Bean Dip was in my attic for a long time during the pandemic.
Okay.
Yeah. You say that like you know what I'm talking about. I love that.
I'm trying.
Well, speaking of frogs, that lives in one of those elements that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
The Earth. Water. Oh, earth, wind, fire.
Wind, fire.
And then,
a frog can't live.
A frog can't. A
live,
frog can't,
a frog can't a, live in fire.
No, not much can live in fire. I guess.
So we can eliminate that one. A frog can live in a breeze. But
sure.
It's probably not ideal.
No, I would imagine.
They need moisture.
I would imagine that he would be sort of like, hey, or she. Would probably be, or they.
No comment.
By the way, you know, a friend of mine was singing a church hymn the other day. Shouldn't we take the gender out of those? Just call them theys.
You know, here's the thing, Scott. I do have a cancel cave, but I'm
it's
not
only
eager.
Room for one.
I'm not eager.
you know what I mean?
Not ready. I'm not. You. Honestly, I did spend a lot of money. I was saying, but I don't want to go in there.
Okay, got it.
And I believe in pronouns. All I right. believe in different pronouns.
All right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, then.
I'm the inclusive one.
Mm.
You're the one who's resisting it.
Let's move on.
Okay, here we go. He lives.
Or they?
No, this is a he. I've moved on to introducing our next guest.
Do you know that
guest.
For sure, or
I
have
do.
You asked?
He is a recurring guest on this show, so I've spoken to him many times.
All right.
He doesn't live or reside in the water, I believe, but he spends the majority of his time
water,
there.
Water, that's the one I was looking
water
for.
Water is the one that we're talking about.
H2O.
Two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen.
That's exactly right. H2O.
Right. And he loves the stuff.
Really?
That's right. He is a treasure hunter. Please welcome back to the show, Brock Lovett.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, my
it's
pleasure.
Good to see you.
Welcome.
One minor correction.
Sure. I love it. I love when corrections come in. Usually, I wait until the episode is released, and then I love to see the listeners write to me about everything I said wrong.
I can't wait for the release date. I got to correct you now.
Okay, yeah, please.
I don't necessarily love water.
Really?
But it is where I find treasure.
It's true, although you have found treasure in non-water places, and you've thrown it back.
Yeah, because I like wet treasure, but that doesn't mean I like water.
Okay, got mm-hmm. it. Got it. So you do not like water.
I'm neutral on it.
You're neutral because
if you like wet treasure, you prefer treasure that at least has a certain amount of surface moisture on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I mean, we've talked about this before, but
I've never
if I found some rubies in a shallow bathtub,
uh-huh,
I'd take them.
Game. Fair game.
Absolutely.
Game.
Yeah. That's the kind of treasure I like.
Yeah. But now, rubies do not retain the moisture. They don't stay
wet. They'll eventually get dry.
They don't stay wet. It's where I find them.
So if they dry off the minute they come out of the water, you're good with it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What is it about the wetness of the treasure that is so appealing to you?
It's harder to get to. I feel like, you know, I started out, you know, going down to the bottom of the ocean, old shipwrecks and stuff like that.
Sure.
And then
the first time you ever went down to a shipwreck, did you plan on it? Was it?
No, I dropped my phone in there.
So you dropped your phone where? You were on the pier or something?
No, I was on a plane.
Oh, and you jumped out of the plane?
No, not right away.
Oh.
I just remembered where we were.
Oh,
I immediately
right.
asked for the longitude and latitude.
You went to find me and you found out
I said to the pilot, where are we right now? This is pre-9/11, so.
Oh, okay. Was it the day before?
You could walk right into the cockpit.
Oh, yeah.
Ask questions.
Right.
Make requests.
So, and he told you the coordinates.
Yeah.
And then you, what did you do then?
I chartered a boat. Never been on one before.
Never been even on a boat.
That was the first time you had ever been on a boat.
I'd never seen a boat.
What, not even in picture books?
I'd seen drawings of boats.
Right.
Like cave drawings or?
No. Have I ever seen a cave drawing of a boat?
Normally cave drawings are just like people with bows and arrows, people.
And then there's like a big thing that they're trying to kill.
Woolly mammoth.
Right.
You don't see a lot of like people lining up to go in boats, but you should, right? Noah.
When do you think the line was invented?
The lion?
The line.
Oh, the line. The queue.
Yeah, the queue.
Right, yeah.
A lineup, as some people say.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, maybe someone, it had to have been someone early. It had to be either Adam, Eve, or Cain, or Abel.
You think back that far?
Yeah.
I think it was just chaos back then.
It was just anything goes.
Yeah,
really.
Everybody's walking around nude.
And some might say that we were better off then, because if you ever go to a place like the Hollywood Bowl.
When it was just two people?
No, when there were no lines.
A billion animals and two people.
What are lines even for? You know what I mean? Like everyone just crowd around something. We were talking about this line.
Like Southwest? There's supposed to be a line, but everybody just gets all up in there. It's like, come on.
And then people get really mad because they go, I was here first. Yeah. And you have to explain the system to them of, no, you have an assigned number and you have to be by your number.
I like
that. And then I've seen several fights where people have to they've been proven wrong and they have to de-escalate themselves, but they really don't want to because they're so hot.
I like it. Well, look, the airport makes beasts of us all. And I like when, like, let's say I'm A16, that's my position. And then somebody be like, what number are you? And I say A16, like, oh, okay. And then they're A15, so they get right in front of me. And it's like, come on, man. We're in the same group.
Yeah, because it's A11 through 15, is it not? Actually, not the same group.
I don't know.
You'd be in two different groups.
I didn't memorize it.
I have, and you'd be in two
this
different groups.
This is a for instance.
I thought you were going to say a Ferengi.
This is a Ferengi. Loves gold-pressed latinum. I caught up on Star Trek on my submersible.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In your underwater sphere, what did we call it?
My underwater sphere.
That's right. Yeah.
So you have an entertainment system on there.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I get trapped down there a lot. I was like, I better put a DVD player in here.
Trapped by ocean creatures, trapped by humans, or trapped by...
The pressure of the sea. I mean...
Or trapped by a system failure.
I mean, all three, not at the same time. But I have been trapped by ocean creatures. I remember one time a bunch of squids just like hung out right over me. And I didn't want to be rude, so I just waited till they left.
Yeah.
And it's like they were really lingering.
What do you think? Were they interested in you or were they just
squidding
around?
They weren't looking at me at all.
Yeah.
It's like they were just hanging out. Maybe they were predicting soccer scores.
They're notorious gossips, you know, the giant squid.
Oh, are they really?
They love to get together.
They like to talk about the smaller squids?
Say what's going on in the ocean, right?
How many giant squids are there in the ocean? I would 15. Imagine.
7 to
15?
9.
Yeah.
Oh. Really? Yeah, they're too giant.
7 to 9.
No, some of them have babies.
Wow. Good for them. I got to get them something.
That's got to be hard when you're a giant squid. There's only 15 of you. It's like, look, we have to have sex.
Have you heard what Sandra did?
Ugh.
We went two different routes on that. I enjoyed it. So you chartered.
Well, that's because they have. That's why. Let's keep their numbers low.
Right.
Because they do know that they have to procreate.
They do have to procreate.
But at the same time, they're notorious gossips and they hold grudges.
Why does anyone have to procreate, though?
What's that?
You know what? Why does anyone have to procreate?
Well,
we like doing it.
No one has to, of course.
That's right.
And the people who live.
That's the one thing God did was
they
made it so good. That just to ensure that
there are a lot of biological urges, I mean, even among the giants.
For humans, sure,
yeah.
A lot of animals, like cats.
Oh yeah,
right.
Like they have barbed penises or peni, don't they?
Penises. Yeah,
yeah, and it hurts anytime it goes in. Is that right?
I think so.
You don't have any experience with this?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a barbed penis, so. That I know of. I mean, nobody's ever said, hey,
you
got
can't
barbs
see
on that thing.
So you charter a boat.
Yeah.
Did you find your phone?
I did.
Really?
It was too far gone, though.
No.
What model was it?
Did you bring rice with you?
Barrel of rice. I was like, this thing's going to be soaked.
It can only get so wet,
well,
though.
Wait. You chartered a... I'm sorry, Scott. Please, it's your show. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear what you were
doing. You chartered a boat.
Yeah.
But then you had to get down into that water.
That's right.
So did you tow a submersible with you or what?
Well, it wasn't like in the Mariana Trench or anything like
okay.
that. But I did.
Could you free dive down?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know what to do.
Right.
And so when I got out there, I asked the captain of the boat, okay, now what?
Right.
And he said, what do you mean now what?
Sure.
And I said,
was
how
he expecting
get-
like a I'm the captain now kind of situation? I bet everyone expects
probably
that
every ship captain.
At this
does.
Point, every captain is afraid that that's going to happen to them. Of
yeah,
course.
Exactly. Yeah,
I do now. And so like anytime anybody says anything to me, I'm like, let me guess, you're the captain now?
And that throws them off and they go,
it ruins it for them.
Yeah.
Every pirate wants to say that line.
It's so good, though.
When I was on that cruise and living
he
in the
he keeps talking about the cruise.
Here's the thing.
Living
never
in the
look at him because they always start with look at me. And
yeah.
Don't give them the satisfaction.
No, you just like go right. Wander
huh?
Here.
Is yeah. Somebody talking? I thought I heard something. Drives them crazy.
Then they think they're a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They go crazy. They jump overboard.
These are some real life hacks for a wet treasure hunter.
All right, John, tell us about your cruise.
No. It doesn't matter anymore.
He keeps talking about a cruise where there was a buffet that he's gone to.
The Windjammer. The Windjammer cafe had the buffet on the top deck of this cruise ship that I was on.
Right.
And I was
offered
the
chance. You know all boats. You're saying right. Like, yeah. you know every
Windjammer
boat
cafe? Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. Well, you know all of them.
Holland America?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So you know every boat?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have to know every boat.
Right. I mean, a wet treasure hunter has to know the make and model of every boat.
I guess
sea.
So. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Because you got to wave.
Oh, you have to wave.
If you're in a boat and another boat is approaching, you have to wave or you're a dick.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever been confused when you're on a boat and someone goes, oh, look, a wave. And everyone's expecting like to be capsized and then it's just
right.
Someone
it's
on
just
another
a,
boat
it's
waving.
It's a sailor waving.
Yeah.
But they use special flags. It's called semaphore.
Yeah.
Semaphore.
Out on the floor.
That's exactly right.
These are Thomas Dolby lyrics.
Everybody walked a dinosaur.
Thomas Dolby meets was not was.
I lived in the Windjammer Cafe for a while. It was a promotional deal.
It's not like you were living in prison. You were on a boat. You didn't live
No, and it was very comfortable. I had four cots.
Very few
and
prisons,
one hot.
And one hot.
Very few prisons have buffets.
Yeah.
I think more of them should do it.
They should. We were talking about before, if you could have, if you had to choose between three hots in a cot or three cots in one hot, but it was a buffet.
It was a buffet.
Yeah, all you can eat.
And I explained, I had lived that because for promotional purposes, I lived in the buffet of a cruise ship for a while.
What would you choose?
That was my job.
Are you allowed to take the thin mattresses from all three cots and stack them on top of each other to make a decent mattress?
But you got to put a pee in there.
Fine by me.
All right, then.
A pee doesn't bother you?
I'm no princess.
Okay.
Look at me. I'm not a princess.
What? Is someone talking? Someone talking?
I thought I didn't hear anyone.
You got to make him think he's a ghost and jump overboard.
Jeez. Not going to get me like that.
Ah, damn. Hey, Brock, why are you here?
Well, I got a new service that I'm advertising because, you know, I love wet treasure.
Okay.
And I think a lot of other people do, too.
Hmm.
I was going to say, when you mentioned your phone going and being really wet.
Yeah.
I don't think anything can increase.
Wringing wet.
I don't think anything can increase its wetness just because it's in a larger body of water.
It's the length of time.
Huh.
So it was thoroughly wet.
Yeah, but I think once it reaches peak wetness.
Which it did.
It just stops right there, right? It can't get exponentially wetter and wetter and wetter and wetter if it's under there.
It reaches saturation.
Yes.
Once it reaches the peak, right.
Thank you.
Did I say it got wet past the peak of wetness? No, I did not. So you're going to pick nits, but that's not why I'm here.
Okay, no, I don't want to do that. I want to hear about your new service. I don't want you to want me to do it.
I don't want
you. Help me to not want you to do it.
I don't want you to want to do it.
Okay. But I do need you to need me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about the service.
Okay, you've heard of Viking funerals?
The funeral where you put a dead body on a boat, you light it on fire, you set the boat off adrift, and you hope it doesn't crash back
I'll let you do it. Never mind. I had a thing, but I'm not going to do
it. Go ahead with your thing.
We like your
things. Come on, man. Everybody takes a turn.
It's when an older person dies on a Viking European cruise ship and they throw him overboard.
That's what I was thinking too.
Uh-huh.
That's not your thing. That was just another thing.
They
dump
bodies off of cruise ships all the time.
All the time.
It is strange.
All the time.
They do it in Disneyland too. Someone dies at Disneyland every single day and they just toss it off the Matterhorn.
That seems a little conspicuous to me.
I always thought that they dressed it up as Tinkerbell.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's Tinkerbell.
Sent it down the line to crash into the castle during the fireworks.
They just wait until the parade.
Oh, okay.
Why don't they pose him in the Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, like when you go to hell?
That would be disrespectful.
Today's corpses.
That would be fun. And then it's like if your grandpa or whatever, and you're like, oh my God, grandpa went to hell. He went to Mr. Toad's hell.
I thought he took us here. I guess he died today. Last time I saw him.
Isn't it weird that
was over by the Big Thunder Mountain?
Exactly.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. That's not, I mean, yes, it was a wild ride, but it should be Mr. Toad Goes to Hell.
Come on,
like,
man.
The ride
includes going to hell.
I know, but.
You can't spoil the whole thing.
It grabs you. It's
Who
more,
would go?
It grabs you more is what I'm saying. Oh, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I mean, maybe I'm interested. Maybe I'm not. Mr. Toad Goes to Hell.
This is so Christians can get on it.
Oh, I see.
They have plausible deniability.
That's true.
So when they go to confession, they're like, Father, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that it went to hell.
Yeah. I thought it was just going to be a wild ride in an old jalopy with an anthropomorphic toad. Like in
the Bible.
What's that?
You think that toad was anthropomorphic?
Well, he wore a waistcoat.
That's true.
Yeah. Anytime you're wearing clothes, sorry, buddy, you're anthropomorphic.
Wait, I'm wearing clothes. Can you milk me?
If you're wearing clothes, but you're an animal, you might be anthropomorphic.
All right. Tell us about your service. We've heard of Viking funerals. Did I get
okay,
it right?
Good.
Did I get it right?
Yes, you did. Okay. Although I think traditionally you will shoot a flaming arrow at the boat. You won't like
that's right. You don't,
fire
you
the
don't
shore.
Set it on fire at your dock.
Push it out.
And try to push. Okay. Yeah. So you have to have a good marksman in order to do one of these.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Vikings loved target practice.
Yeah.
They loved it.
They loved it.
So I had this idea for people who, you know, they say you can't take it with you. And that's true. When you die.
I'm not sure.
Well, I am. Because I'm a treasure hunter. And guess what? It's all over the place.
No, but what I think is that whatever your bank account is, when you die, gets translated into heaven bucks.
Yeah.
And so you want to have a lot of money when you die. And all these people are like, you can't take it with you. Just spend it. Just no, you want to have as much. And they take the current market value of whatever property you have.
Right.
And they translate it all into heaven bucks.
That's
right.
Do
they look it up online? See what your net worth is?
Zillow.
When they put those coins in your eyes before you sail over the River Styx, you go, could we stop at the Bureau de Change, please?
By the way, this is the perfect kind of joke that I think you would tell.
You can't count those coins on your eyes, by the way.
Yeah, that's...
No. You have to surrender those.
They reuse those.
But anyway,
they're like headphones on an airplane.
A lot of people would say you cannot take it with you.
Right, and I'm one of them.
Okay.
So why not make something special for someone else? Get put into a tube with all of your earthly treasures.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. That will fit in a tube, not pyramid style.
No.
You know?
Right.
Then you get shot into the ocean.
Tubular treasures.
When you said pyramid style, I thought you meant by...
Menon.
I thought you meant the $100,000 pyramid. I was trying to figure that out.
What if I'd said no?
Sorry, I interrupted you.
Things in that a man says, hey, who man, doesn't want you to go.
You don't have to apologize for interruptions on this show. I've been here so many times.
You're used to it.
I've gotten out one thought.
You only come with one thought, though, so that's it usually works.
But every time.
So, okay.
Okay.
So it's a special biodegradable tube. Mm. The water eats away at it. And then your treasures are there on the bottom of the sea for treasure hunters to obtain. Huh. Now, here's the thing. That you think this is going to benefit me. No. Mm-hmm. I'm not going for this treasure.
I sign
a solemn oath that says I will not get that treasure.
Okay.
I will leave it for other treasure hunters to find.
Why would you do something like this?
To instill a spirit of whimsy in the world.
Okay.
And also because caskets are expensive.
That's true. Although, are you saying this would be cheaper than a casket?
Way cheaper than a casket.
You're seeding the ocean bed with treasure for others to find.
Yeah, the treasures.
You're keeping the love of your profession
exactly.
alive.
Exactly. The tube is
made like a Johnny corpse tube seed of the seas.
Corpse tube seed?
Corpse tube seed of the seas.
Right.
Right, is what I meant.
If you like.
If I do.
And you're saying these tubes will degrade biologically?
They're made of like a hardened cotton candy.
Mm.
Once they hit water, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Hardened cotton candy, this sounds pretty good.
I know. It's serious. So you got all your jewels, you got all your gold pocket watches, all that kind
of
stuff.
All of your gold
tiaras,
pocket watches. Yeah.
Sure. Whatever will fit in the tube with your body.
Yeah, that's right.
And your body's in there as well.
My body?
One's body.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
No, I'm not going to one of those tubes.
You're not going this way?
Are you afraid of tubes?
I'm afraid of tubes while I'm alive. But once I'm dead, yeah, put me in one of those tubes.
Isn't your big underwater ocean sphere basically just a tube?
It's not quite the shape of a tube.
Oh, okay. So it's more like a gnocchi than a penne?
I guess.
It's a sphere.
Most right, like a meatball.
Oh, it's like a meatball.
Yeah, it's round.
Okay. Right. That's fun.
Sphere.
And I made it look like a meatball on the outside.
Oh, you did. You painted it red. And
well, that's texture.
That's self-defense.
Yeah. And right, then on the top, it looks like there's cheese out there.
Wait,
yeah.
You think it's self-defense because fish don't want to eat meatballs if you throw them?
Squids don't specifically, squids. And they're the largest predators of the deep sea.
Most undersea life will not eat a meatball.
No. Really? No. Like an Italian meatball. They just go, ugh, not for me. Really?
No. Swedish?
No. IKEA meatballs?
Well, they know that there's breadcrumbs in there, so it's not really keto.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it. So these are going to be cheaper than caskets.
Cheaper than caskets.
And you swear you're not going to...
I swear. This is because I'm making money from the service.
Okay, but this doesn't seem like you, Brock. You've never seemed to me like a guy who cares about making dry money. Are you going to make them?
Yeah, making dry money when there's wet treasure out there.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to do this.
What?
Yeah, I'm running out of money. I haven't found any treasure in months.
No. How many months?
Six.
I was going to guess 7 to 9.
Oh my gosh. 6 months ago, you found some treasure. So we're talking.
Yeah, just a dumb old doubloon.
Oh, no.
One lousy doubloon.
One doubloon in August of 2022.
Yeah.
It's almost one doubloon is like a singloon.
That's true. It's like a loony.
Man, you got me there.
It's like a toonie is two loonies, right?
That's exactly right.
Mashed together.
A double loon. Yeah. It's not, but one is just a una loon.
So you only found one doubloon. How much were you able to sell it for?
Good question. Good question.
$25.
No, boy, oh, Brock. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. What,
has everyone just found all the wet treasure?
I mean, it's partly that, like, the seas are overhunted for treasure.
Mm.
And it's also partly ships aren't wrecking as much as they used to.
I know.
And the ships that do wreck, they just have oil and shit on there. They don't have like a bunch of treasure.
Right. They're not carrying a lot
of
treasure.
We need some of these Princess Cruise lines to capsize.
Yeah.
You know?
I want them to run aground. I want them to hit icebergs. I want them to get torpedoed. But
anything
please,
that gets them there.
This is an appeal. to people that go on cruise ships, bring all your valuables.
They have safes.
They do have safes. Go on longer journeys. Why aren't you going halfway around the world? People are just going to Mexico or whatever.
Yeah.
And also choose older ships that have been badly maintained.
Yeah.
You know?
Reuse, recycle.
Exactly. Go down with the ship.
Yeah.
Go down. Everybody should go down with the ship. Not just the captain.
No, if suddenly your ship is sinking, go to the captain and say, hey, guess what? Look at me. I'm the captain now. We're all the captain now. We're all going down with the ship.
I think anytime that a ship is definitely going to sink, the captain should make an announcement saying, it's happening, everybody. And then the entire passenger manifest as one says, look at me. I'm the captain now. And then the captain doesn't have to drown.
Wait, the captain gets to leave?
He's not the captain anymore.
That's true.
All those people are.
He can take one of those many, many lifeboats.
Yeah.
I like this idea to put treasure into circulation. I just feel bad for you that it's come to this.
I mean, I still get to participate in the treasure game, so I feel good about that.
Are you getting older?
I'm staying the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd that happen? Did you find something in a treasure once?
Maybe.
Like a genie lamp or something?
I don't know what happened, but I've stayed the same for like 5 years now.
I got to talk to you about this
My doctor's pissed.
Why would he be pissed?
He's got nothing to do. He can't lecture me.
He can still get sick, I would imagine.
Nope.
What?
No.
You've not gotten sick for 5 years.
No.
And how do you know you're not aging? Are you sure you're not aging? Or are you
My
like...
doctor tells me you're not aging. And then he says, start aging again. And I'm like, no.
Well, certain sea creatures do not age. I'm thinking specifically of the lobster.
That's right.
They don't age? What does that even mean?
They'll just live forever.
They will.
Unless you eat them.
Yep. That's
so
why
we shouldn't feel bad.
They also keep on growing.
They get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
They'll live forever.
We shouldn't feel bad about eating lobsters because they want to be out of their misery. Because they could be thousands of years old.
And also they're assholes.
Yeah. The assholes of the sea. Would you agree with that, Brock?
Yeah.
Ask any
mermaid you happen to see.
Who's the biggest asshole? Lobster of the sea.
All right. We have to take a break, Brock.
I don't care.
Do you care, Judge Sean Hoffman, if we take a break?
Look at me.
Is someone talking?
No,
I don't see anyone.
You look.
Ah, damn it. You're right. I did.
I'm the host now. Hey, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to meet... Pardon me.
You can't do this. I'm the captain. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
All right.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have more John Hodgman. We're going to have more Brock. Are you
Maybe
all right?
Not. Maybe we won't.
More Brock Lovin. We're going to be talking to a singer. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bam Gang after this.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have John Hodgman.
Hello.
Many people would know from those, hey, I'm a Mac, I'm a PC. Which one were you again?
I was the PC.
Why?
That's what they told me to be.
They told you?
I didn't get to choose.
Who, the government?
We
hear about like freedom of speech and the First Amendment and stuff, like, but the government is out there telling you have to be a PC?
What podcast am I on?
This is un-PC.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have Brock Lovett here, who is wet treasure hunter, or I guess former wet treasure hunter.
No, come on, man.
You're still going to hunt for treasure?
Once and future wet treasure hunter.
You're still going to hunt for wet treasure.
Yeah.
But you made a promise not to hunt any of the wet treasure.
I keep a list.
Yeah, but you already said that there's the reason you're doing this is there's not enough wet treasure to find.
I think it will inspire other people
to die and drop stuff in the ocean.
To drown in a watery grave with all of their pearls and shit.
You know that old woman that...
lives in the shoe?
No, different one. I think her name was Rose, right? And she... Okay, I hate bringing this up because this is a sore...
But you bring it up every time.
This is a sore point for you, but...
It's a sore point.
But... She, technically, you hate that she threw the Coeur de la Mer?
The Coeur de la Mer, the heart of the ocean.
You hate that she threw it in the ocean. But isn't that what you want her to do?
You're not even going to ask me if I'm ready to go back to Titanic before you bring this up.
Are you ready to go back to Titanic?
Yeah.
Okay, good. But you know what I mean? Like, you wanted her to hand it over to you dry.
She didn't tell me where she did it was the problem.
Oh.
I would have been fine if she said, hey, what do you want? Do you want this or do you want me to throw it overboard?
You would have said throw it overboard.
Throw it overboard.
Yeah, I want it wet.
Right.
I want it wet.
I want it wet as can be.
I want it to get to peak wetness and no further, because that's impossible.
Wait, if you had to choose, you would choose everything to be at peak wetness?
What?
Never mind. All right.
I'm trying to adhere to your rules. It's not a personal preference.
You don't care how wet it is.
Every time. Listen, man. Anytime I try to do a callback with you, you act like it's my new thought.
Well.
And it's not.
It inspires a new thought.
You're playing
not?
Mind games with me, and I don't appreciate it.
I'm not playing mind games with you.
Yeah,
I'm
you
trying
are.
To have a fucking conversation
oh,
with you.
I know what you do.
You shut the fuck up. All right,
land
we need to,
lover.
What?
You heard me.
Land lover?
Yeah, you heard
How
me.
How dare you? I thought you said Latin lover, by the way,
you
first.
Latin lover.
I was a little complimented. I was like, hey, Brock and I are coming to an understanding. All right, we need to get to our next guest.
Yeah.
He's a singer, sometimes songwriter. Please welcome to the show, Elvis Presley.
Oh, baby, little mama. Oh, darling, hey, little mama. Oh, baby, darling. Oh, Scotty Scooter. Oh, what's up? Oh, my little baby, darling. Oh, baby. Oh, thank you for having me through one more.
Oh, you're not done. Oh, okay. Are you done now?
Thank you, little baby mama. Oh, little baby, darling. Oh, bubble, bubble.
Okay. Hey, Elvis.
I heard hubba bubba.
Oh, hey, little baby, darling. Oh, mama, mama.
Hubba bubba like the chewing gum?
The chewing gum.
Oh,
the American chewing gum.
The American. Chewing
the American chewing.
Yes, little darling. Blah, 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 blah. Ooh, ha.
Hey, Elvis. Great to meet you. I'm a little confused about your personal history because as far as I remembered, you were I thought you had passed away in the 70s.
Oh, Scott, don't be a hubba bubba fool, little baby mama. You really believed that, didn't you? I was only 42 years old. 42 year olds don't die, little baby.
42 year olds don't die. Oh, this is good to know.
If you're a celebrity, you don't die that young, do you, baby papa?
I guess not. So you didn't die on the toilet. I had heard it was on a toilet.
It was on Dr. Skeleton's celebrity toilet.
What?
Wow. You know, I've heard of Dr. Skeleton's celebrity toilet, but I always thought that it was a myth.
No, it's real. So it's for only the A-listers.
I really don't know what it is.
You've never heard of Dr. Skeleton's celebrity toilet?
Is this a thing I need to look up?
I honestly can't believe you're actually Googling it right now, Scott. Let me explain it to you, little hubba bubba.
Oh, it's not on Google, Scott. I mean, it's...
Can I Bing
it's
it?
So, no, it's so... I mean, it's such a...
Oh.
It's such a myth and a legend. It's... I didn't... no one even puts it on Google. Google rejects it.
Okay, all right. Just takes down all the... What, tell me about, what is Dr. Skeleton's celebrity
Scott, toilet? It doesn't surprise me, little baby dong dong, that you wouldn't know what it is, little mama, because it's only for A-list celebrities, okay?
Oh, I see. I'm a B-list celebrity.
Oh, you're something like that. So what it is, little darling, is a Dr. Skeleton comes to your home, if you're A-list only, and he installs a Dr. Skeleton celebrity toilet. Now, it goes in an upstairs bathroom with a secret private quarters, and if you ever get too tired of your famous life, or your wife wants all your money, or you want to do drugs in private, you can flush yourself down to Mazatlan.
So it's like a transportation device.
Yes, little mama.
Did you say to Mazatlan in Mexico?
That's the one, baby. But sometimes I call it Mazatlan by accident. Did I put a D on the end of that?
So you've been living in Mazatlan for...
That's right, little mama, 45 years, something like that. Dr. Skeleton, a celebrity toilet. Down flush goes to Mazatlan, up flush goes to Ohio. And if you got the buttons on the back, the two one for poo goes to Prague and the other one goes to Paris.
Wow, this is incredible. I've never heard about this.
Of course you haven't, Scott, because you're not A-list.
God, I want to get there someday, though.
Say what letter you think you are.
I'm B. I'm definitely
come on, little
for
baby
podcasts.
Mama, no, blah, 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 blah.
For podcasts.
What's a podcast, little baby? Blah, blah.
Well, yeah. I think, man, if you would stayed alive and here, you know, in the popular culture, you would have a podcast now. I know you would.
Oh, of course.
Every celebrity is having podcasts now.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Oh, shit. No.
Here we go.
He tricked me.
Ooh, blah, 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 blah.
He
got
tricked
you
me.
Good.
It's the rule of podcasting and the sea.
Now, welcome. You listen to Hubba Bubba 102.09. This is the King's Little Booba Booba.
Well, Elvis, I'm such a big fan. I don't know if you know this, but there was a big movie that came out about you a little while ago, and it's not one of the dudes from it who played you is nominated for an Oscar coming up.
Yeah, I heard he used to be a butler. Oh, what an upgrade.
The butler did it.
Oh, what a promotion.
No, that's just his last name. Although I would imagine
a lot of last names are based on family traits.
One of his great grandfathers was a butler.
Family of baby Bubba Butlers, huh?
Yeah. One of my ancestors was a literal Hoffman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
Well, tell me about that butler baby boy, huh? Did he look like me? You probably notice I look a little bit different now, huh?
Yeah, no, you. Well, I mean, you're older, definitely. You've had sort of the Madonna done on your face.
I've had a lot done on my face. Yeah, Dr. Skeleton doing all sorts of face swaps and stuff.
Dr. Skeleton invented this toilet and is a plastic surgeon?
Well, yes, little baby mama. You know, when you get all shot out into Mazatlan or Ohio or Prague or Paris, wherever you choose to go, Celebrity Center, there's other celebrities there. And, you know, as soon as I got there, I thought, oh, finally, some P's and Q's, peace and quiet, a little bit more. But when I'm going to the market.
You think P's and Q's stands for peace and quiet?
Quiet. P's and Q's. Peace and quiet.
What's it mean when you dot your I's and cross your T's?
I think that's another way to describe a Viking funeral. Oh, yeah, little mama. Now,
he's good.
Listen, now when I go to Mazatlan, sometimes I want to go to the market, right? Am I wrong? Am I right?
I really have no idea. If I were Elvis Presley, I would have all my food delivered.
Picture me, you're Elvis Presley at Mazatlan, and okay, you want to go get a seashell from our market. Well, you want
a seashell.
A seashell from our market. Mm-hmm. And so you go out there, and suddenly, there's a problem. Guess what? People still here recognize me, huh? So then Dr. Skeleton comes in. He says, oh, well, you want to do a different face, do a face swap, face off?
He can do a face swap? Face off?
Like a Cage Travolta kind of thing. Yeah.
Wow, right. A face slash off.
But Cage and Travolta haven't arrived in Mazatlan yet. So,
oh, no, they're still with us. Yeah.
Yes. So
that would be fun to get the face off surgery with Travolta, though. So he would look like Elvis. You would look like Travolta.
No.
And you could say stuff like the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. And people would love it.
Well, I don't remember that happening because I already died. I mean, what we call die in Mazatlan is... it just stands for definitely I exist. I didn't die. Definitely I died.
You existed.
Yes. Yeah. So I did have a bit of a face transplant, but you can only choose from the small pool of young celebrities that were shot down Dr. Skeleton's celebrity toilet.
I see, and they have to be celebrities. So who are you exactly?
I swapped with Brittany Murphy.
Oh.
Wow.
So she got my face, and I've got hers, little baby mama. But you know, still problems for me, because when I go out, people go, oh, there's Brittany Murphy with a new black haircut.
That's true. You didn't swap the hair. You still have the pompadour.
I still have the pompadour.
Buying all that peanut butter and fried banana.
Little baby mama. Oh, the peanut butter in Mazatlan is fresh, baby mama.
Is it really? Oh, really? They have good peanut butter.
Well, they make it there, yeah.
They make it everywhere.
That's why I chose Mazatlan over Ohio or Prague.
There's a big peanut butter factory down there?
Oh, the peanut butter boom on 92 is baby boobalicious bubble hummus.
Okay. Interesting. Wow. Do you still sing, Jeremy Piven?
Well, I sing. I mean, now I'm not really. I'm actually here back just for a short amount of time to sing.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, you're here to sing, really?
Yeah, I'll do a little bit of singing. I'm running out of funds, so I do need.
Like Brock over
Preach.
Here.
Preach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where would you even make money? I mean,
well, I went with all of my money, kind of down the tube, sort of thing.
Oh wow!
To this Mr. Lovitz.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Dr. Skeleton's patented toilet that shoots you under the ocean for 5 days and spits you out in Mazatlan. You stole the prototype, I'm guessing, because your idea was pretty similar.
Oh.
Is that true, Brock Lovett? You stole this idea?
All right, yes.
I
stole the prototype of Dr. Skeleton's celebrity toilet.
Why would you do such a thing,
Brock?
Because
I need money.
So you stole it?
Yeah.
Who are you, a Jean Valjean?
Yeah, are you going to chase me through the sewer, you prick?
Maybe with all my rubies? Is that what you want?
Speaking of singing, you know who I love?
What's that?
That Russell Crowe.
Oh.
What a voice.
Amazing.
I'm going to look at you.
When you're Russell Crowe.
You're Russell Crowe all the way.
from your
first thrown telephone to your last dying day.
But if you're Russell Crowe and they call up and they say, hey, look, we know you're offer only.
Right.
We're offering you Les Miserables and you have to sing. Don't you say like, look, man, I can't do this.
Not if you already have a band called 40-odd foot of grunt.
That's true. But is he the singer?
The Crow Man actually has a celebrity toilet, and he had it in place so that if Les Mis came out and it wasn't good, he was going to flush it.
Oh, Brandon Lee, you mean? The Crow Man?
You mean Ray Bolger?
Is Ray Bolger still
all
alive?
All the Cro-Mans got him. Cro-Man get a 50% off celebrity toilet. Oh,
really? If you're a Cro-Man? Oh, wow. So Adam Duritz, when he passes away, he'll get 50% off?
You got it.
Amazing. Here.
I heard someone say that earlier. So Elvis, this is, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but your granddaughter is no longer with us. Or did she go with you?
Oh, she's in Mazatlan.
She's in Mazatlan. Good news.
What a wonderful reunion
for
you.
Good news for once.
And don't you mean my daughter, little baby?
No, she's your granddaughter. No, oh yeah, she is your daughter.
Okay, right. Somebody's hubba bubba stupid, little baby.
Look, it gets confusing because Priscilla, I don't know. But
what are you going to say about my teenage wife, huh? What are you going to say? Say it.
She's no longer teenage. I hate to tell you this.
What? Oh, disgusto.
Disgusto.
By the way, of all of your movies, all of your musical movies, Disgusto was my favorite.
Yeah. I love Beach that one.
Yeah.
Elvis, well, I got some more.
Beach Blanket Bingo was a Frankie Avalon.
That was a Frankie Avalon.
Yeah. Look, pardon my language. I'm just pissed and ticked at Priscilla because she said she was going to flush and down the toilet after me, and she never came like a prank.
She never came. She wanted to do Naked Gun.
And my room in Mazatlan has bunk beds for no reason.
Oh, so you have two cots. How many hots?
I get unlimited hots.
You get unlimited hots.
It's the Celebrity Center, after all. Scorching hot, unlimited.
Oh, man.
Is it the Celebrity Center, the Scientology one?
I don't know, maybe affiliated. Haven't really asked. But I'm clear, by the way.
Oh, you are clear. Okay. Congratulations. We all want to get there. I think I could move from B to A if I suddenly got clear.
I don't think that's bubble possible for you, baby loser, baby.
Baby loser, baby. This is incredible, Elvis. I mean, I'm such a big fan.
Who's not? Chuck D.
Oh, that's right. Did you hear that song? You've been gone so long.
No, what's the song? Sing for me.
Are you Elvis Chilliwack?
You heard that song?
You've been gone so long? Did he spit a hate track on me? Sing it for me.
Yeah. Elvis was a hero to most, but he never meant shit to me. Straight out racist.
That sucker was simple and plain.
Motherfuck him and John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense because never meant shit to me. He's doing a nod to Dr. Skeleton's Celebrity.
Oh, okay. This is like a Paul is dead kind of thing.
It is a clue, yes.
Right. It's a clue.
It's a clue, baby, it's mama John.
So he loves you.
That is an homage to me. A homage.
Oh, yeah, as the French would say. Wow. Okay, this is so great. I mean, I'm such a
it's
big
so
fan.
So great.
It's so great. So great. I'm such a big fan, from Hound Dog to the other songs you've done.
Oh, cool.
Beach Blanket Bingo.
Yeah. All your movies, your
lemonade,
television appearances.
That cool, refreshing drink.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
My sparkly pants, my wobbly legs, all of it, huh?
That's true. That time you were on Frank Sinatra's show and he sang Hound Dog and you sang Love Me Tender or whatever song he sang.
Yeah, he sang one of my songs. I sang one of my songs.
Tender Track.
It was funny. Yeah, old Blue Eyes is with us too on the beach. Oh, we rent the boogie boards from the beach shack all the time.
You
together.
And Frankie?
Oh, yeah.
Frankie, yes. Renting boogie boards.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
Well, Dr. Skeleton put a spell on all of us, so we don't really get it.
Oh, okay.
And by spell, I mean it's purely medical. There's nothing magic about it, but
so why
he
do
won't
people,
tell us how
why
it
why do so many celebrities go when they're old? Because I'm assuming the spell stops you in your tracks. It doesn't de-age you, does it?
I don't know the details of
until
it.
Until you put a younger celebrity's face on you.
Then, yeah, that's you know. True. Although I would go when I'm like 20, because I'd love to have that.
Well, that's smart. That's why I went when I was 42, so I could kind of get frozen in time. Some people, they die in transport.
Oh, no.
And it's actually really sad. Clogs up the system, too.
Really?
Because die in the tube? Oh, it takes forever.
When you
to
die
out.
In the tube, you stay in the tube?
Oh, you're dead. You're really dead.
When
you're
you
not
die
just
in the
dying.
Tube, you die in real life.
That's exactly what yeah. Dr. Skeleton says. Mm-hmm. You read his briefcase.
Wow.
It's a golden boss moto on his leather briefcase. When you die in the tube.
Who
you
is
die
this?
In real life.
Who is this Dr. Skeleton?
Dr. Skeleton is a guy who wears little blue glasses and he has a black cape and he wears long black shoes. And every once in a while...
And don't step on them, by the way. Don't you dare step on his long black
how
shoes.
How long are these shoes?
50 feet.
50 feet?
Wow. They roll up.
Oh, like the Wicked Witch of the West?
They're kind
of
like, you know, those party favors that you get excited and you go, whoa, and they unravel like that. That's what his shoes are like, to keep a distance from people.
You ever get
so
one
if you get
those,
too close, he's going to unravel your shoes.
You ever get one of those where the horn broke and then it's just...
Yeah, and then you just got to scream into it to make it sound like your party.
When he gets excited, do they unravel?
No, he has a button or something for it. Anyways, oh. I don't really know how it works. He doesn't give
so
us a lot
of
information.
So he has 50-foot long black shoes.
Yes, that unravel.
Blue glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and every once in a while, he disguises himself as a British man, and he comes into America to spy out who are the A-list celebrities so he can install Dr. Skeleton's celebrity toilets for them in case of emergencies they want to
join every
us.
Year, so there are new celebrities, A-list celebrities. So like Florence Pugh.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Skeleton coming for her.
A couple years ago, yeah, yeah. Like suddenly, all you hear about is Florence Pugh. Is
you somewhere. Know, Dr. Skeleton actually did just work with Florence Pugh.
Really?
Blue.
On what?
On Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, wait, a movie can be dead too?
No. Dr. Skeleton went in disguise as a British man to go scout out A-list celebrities.
Right.
And while he's there, he's a very handsome disguise, so sometimes he does music and movies, and he met Florence.
Wait a minute. Are you saying Dr. Skeleton is Harry Styles?
He has mentioned the name Styles to me.
Yeah, Dr. Skeleton is just as fake sounding a name as Harry
as Styles.
Yeah. And I believe Styles stands for Skeleton Takes Your Life Every Second.
Oh my God.
That actually makes sense, little mama.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
This is incredible.
This is the secret order of the universe.
This is Illuminati shit.
Wow.
This is illuminating, isn't it?
Wow.
This is incredible. I mean, I wonder if I'll ever meet Harry Styles or Dr. Skeleton.
Oh, probably not, Scott. As I said, A-list, right? Remember what I said? A-list only, okay?
Is there any podcaster who's going to be offered to sit down the toilet?
Joe Rogan's got the toilet now.
Oh,
I know he does. Man,
no. From news radio, though, or from his actual podcast?
I don't know. I've never met him.
Shit.
We're worlds apart. But sometimes I call up the tube down through the ocean and he hollers back.
Does he really?
I'm waiting for him.
You want him to come.
Yeah.
He's got some good ideas.
We need more guys.
We want him to go.
Maybe we can make a trade.
That's right.
Like they did for Brittany Griner.
Yeah, arrangements can be made. Is there ever any celebrity prisoner exchanges?
Yeah, can we get a celebrity back if we send Joe Rogan? Who do we want back the most?
I'll tell you who we got.
Let's get Chadwick Boseman back.
Chadwick Boseman.
We don't have him in Mazatlan. He picked one of the other locations. At my location, kind of a limited pool, we have Steve Irwin, Notorious Big.
I'd be a good
the little girl from Poltergeist.
Heather O'Rourke.
About her?
Heather O'Rourke, yeah.
Brittany Murphy and
Andre the
Giant.
Andre the Giant. God, I guess.
If you had to trade Joe Rogan for one of those...
I'd go Biggie Smalls all the way, probably. Yeah. But what about you?
No, it's Notorious Big what we have.
Oh. Okay, not B.I.G.
I don't have the other guy, no.
Oh.
He picked a different location, probably, if he had a celebrity toilet.
Who's Notorious Big? The Jolly Green Giant?
Notorious Pig?
Oh, Notorious P.I.G.
Sorry.
P.I.G., that's
right. Oh, wait, this is Babe from the movie Babe?
I'm not sure. I don't know the references so well because, as you know, I died in the 70s. I exist.
You didn't get to choose this particular cell of dead living celebrities.
No, but I chose Mazatlan, flush down for Mazatlan, up for Ohio.
Doesn't seem like
double flush for Prague, one flush for Paris.
Doesn't seem like a lot of people.
But then you showed up and it's like these are the people you were hanging around with.
Yeah, and thank God.
These are your face swapping
really
friends.
Nice.
Brittany Murphy. Yes.
These are the people in your neighborhood.
Yes.
Doesn't seem like a lot of people.
Not a lot of people chose Mazatlan. Don Pardo did.
Oh, Don Pardo's with you? Oh, that's got to be great. It must be so satisfying.
Like this, David Dollar.
You wake up in the morning and he's there and he's like, Elvis Presley's here.
He goes, good morning, Vietnam.
His most famous catchphrase.
Yeah, oh, he loved when he said that.
Here's Johnny.
But no, little mama, we got a good crew. We got a good crew. I'm not complaining. Andre the Giant, I did a leg swap with him because after I got Britney's face, then
just
I would
legs.
Go out and, you know, people would go, oh, there's Brittany Murphy. I go, no, now, God damn it, now they're thinking I'm someone else. So I had to change my body a little bit. So I gave him my freaky little jewel bean, wobbly little D's.
Oh, so Andre the Giant has got the gyrating hips like Elvis.
He's got the blue suede shoes, little mama.
So you have Brittany Murphy's face. Elvis Presley's torso and Andre the Giant's legs.
Oh, big hairy tree trunks, wet and sweaty. Oh, yeah, I'm stomping around into oblivion. I'm 8 feet tall.
I didn't want to say anything, but you're 8 feet tall.
Yeah, Andre the Giant was all legs.
What about arms? Whose arms do you have?
Does this answer your question?
Whoa!
I can pop a
no.
Locket. Yeah, they're mine.
Oh, they're yours. Okay.
I guess I never showed any of my famous dance moves really with my arms. I did mostly leg stuff for you guys when I was still around.
Yeah, you left us in 76, but that was at the dawn of hip hop and popping and locking.
Were you? It was at the Elvis of hip hop.
Oh,
who's dawn?
Okay. Well, Elvis, this is incredible stuff to hear. I'm so glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back too, little baby mama.
But you're only back for a little while, you say?
Just enough to, you know, maybe sing a few of my hits, get some more money back to pay Dr. Skeleton for more face swaps and all that stuff.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, that's great. Do you want to sing one of your hits right now?
Sure, but Dr. Skeleton owns the rights now to the original
lyric.
So I'll just do a hobo, please. I'll send money to Mazila.
Honestly, that's just as good as any other Elvis song.
Hobo, please send your dollars and cones and all your cash to Mazatlan.
Okay, yeah, just send it to Mazatlan. All right, well, look, guys, we're running out of time.
Chicken and wine. Uh-huh. Oh, chicken and wine.
Oh, now you're making me. Chicken and wine?
Send your chicken and wine to me at Mazatlan.
Sounds like a nice night. All right, we're running out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
You like plugs? I like plugs. Do 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 you like plugs? Well, I like plugs, so it's time to plug.
Ooh. That was the drop.
Oh, wow.
That was the drop.
And there it was. That was Well, I Like Plugs by K Drilla. Thank you to K Drilla. And if you have a plugs theme, send it over to cbbworld.com/plugs.
Or hodgman@maximumfun.org.
Yeah, or just take a video of you applauding during John's one line.
During my one line.
Let's hear
the splatter of blood at the base of the stair. Thank you. Oh, wow.
And send those videos to Sean Hoffman. All right. John Hodgman, what do you want to plug?
Well, I just want to mention again, March 24th, all 8 episodes of Up Here, a new musical romantic comedy by Bobby Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez, premiere on the Hulu streaming service, where you may find archived for your viewing pleasure all 20 episodes of Dicktown, co-created by me and David Reese. And of course, every Wednesday afternoon, you can hear me on the Judge Sean Hoffman podcast on MaximumFound.org.
Were people confused when that show Wednesdays came out? Because, like, you own Wednesdays.
I own Wednesday, Big Willie style.
Wednesdays belong to Hodgman.
That's right. Huh. But that's okay. I'm willing to share Wednesday.
Okay, great. Yeah, Can you dance like her?
What's that?
Can you dance like her?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for asking.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I saw that show, and I can't believe they didn't have her do the dance from the famous GIF.
Which famous GIF was that?
There's a Wednesday GIF where she
does that wild dance. Yeah, with Lurch.
There.
Yeah. I thought it was Lurch dancing.
No, he just stands there.
Wait, he does dance later on. Not in the GIF.
Later in the GIF he dances.
And the actor who played Wednesday back in that original show just went down the tube.
She sat on Dr. Skeleton's Skull.
Hey, Brock, what do you want to plug if you can still talk? They don't call you Talk Lovett.
I'm going to plug this. It's a URL.
Oh, okay. Oh. Some of the great websites, in my opinion, have been URLs.
Universal Resource Locator.
It's a short one, though.
Okay.
Uh-oh. It was created in Libya. It's bit.ly/pft-vod. All caps, baby.
All caps.
Now, presumably, the person who did this did it to simplify people trying to find his stuff, right?
That's right.
But doesn't it? It seems like it's made it more complicated.
Does it really?
it seems slightly complicated.
If I just read out like a long URL instead of a shortened one?
Normally people get like paulftompkins.com or something like that.
People have that's there.
Well, it just rolls off the tongue. bit.ly/pft.
Because everybody knows how to spell Tompkins.
Hyphen.
That's true. That's a good point.
And what are the last three? What?
VOD.
VOD.
All caps, baby.
Video on demand.
Don't do lowercase because it'll take you someplace weird.
And what's up there right now?
You'll have to go to find out.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
Are you tantalized?
Oh, Brock, don't tease me.
Rose,
all right.
Rose, are you ready to go back to bit.ly/pfd-vod?
See, he's already memorized it.
That's right. I got
it. Not hard at all.
I got it.
Well, Elvis, what do you want to plug?
Oh, baby, baby. Yeah.
That's me.
Oh, my little baby darling.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. What do you want to plug?
I want to plug History of the World on Hulu on March 6th and also my own personal website, www.elvislittlebabymamadarling. Ooh, baby, baby. Little mama prices right. Hubba hubba darling. Elvis. Skeleton toilets. Gold member celebrity club. com.
See, I'm this, on down.
This is easy to understand.
Yeah, that's just a simple universal resource locator.
I want to plug the Comedy Bang Bang book is coming out so soon, in just 2 months and a little, maybe a week or so.
Wow.
So exciting. This is the kind of book that...
Do me a favor. When it comes out, send it to me in both trim sizes, won't you?
I definitely will. Actually, yesterday I was on a phone call where they said, we want to get your list of influencers to send the book to. And I thought to myself, I don't know anyone. But now I'll send you one because you've sent me so many copies of
your
books.
Do you have to know them, or is it just like influencers end up getting...
No, I think they're
like...
That
sounds more like revenge.
I remember you were on the show once and I said, I felt like writing a book back to you after learning so much about you when you wrote your book. I thought it was.
And I said, no, thank you.
It was unequal. I know so much about you. You don't know anything about me.
I overshared and paid the price.
But the Comedy Bang Bang book, you will get a copy.
I can't wait. You know what? I can't wait to purchase it.
Really?
I'm going to purchase it with my heaven bucks.
Okay. You're going to wait till you die. All right.
I'm in that book.
That's right, Brock. You wrote something for this book.
That's right.
Yeah.
Still waiting on that money.
Yeah, well.
You get paid in heaven.
We
bucks.
All are.
I don't want to get paid in heaven, but
it's not one of those money deals.
So this is coming out in April. You can pre-order it right now. And what we're trying to do is have everyone pre-order it so that it goes up the New York Times bestseller list.
To the very top.
To the very top.
To peak wetness.
How high did you reach?
What's that?
How high did you reach?
Not the very top.
What, you were not number one? What were you?
No, I think I peaked at number 12 or 13.
All right. Yes. We're trying to beat John's book here.
So, strangely personal metric.
Oh, you know all what? I want to do is sell one more copy than he did.
Send it to PewDiePie.
Yeah, that's true. That's an influencer right there.
Logan Paul, maybe?
Go on. Rhett and Link.
Lots of influencers, Scott. You could send some to some beauty influencers, makeup artists that will be like, what is
Beast
this?
Beast influencers.
That's right.
I think they're asking me for influencers whose emails I already possessed.
What about that guy in the Romanian prison?
What about Snowden?
Scott, promise me you'll flush a few down the toilet for me.
Yeah, I definitely will, yeah.
Don't worry, I'll take care of that, Scott. You don't have to worry about that. I'll do that for you.
As long as you buy them. But yeah, it's coming out very soon. So pre-order it at cbbworld.com/book. I think it's going to be the kind of book that if you're listening to the show and haven't turned it off by now, you're going to enjoy. So please check that out. And while you're there at CBB World, check out, if you want to hear past archive episodes of this show, as well as things like CBB Presents.
Never make a pretty woman your wife.
That's right. If you want
Priscilla.
If you want to hear previous episodes of this show, but you don't want to listen to commercials.
Never make a pretty woman your wife. If you're only listening to Comedy Bang Bang, you're only hearing half the story. We have some great ones. In fact, I think we have a great CBB Presents coming out this Wednesday. All right. That's,
you own Wednesdays.
I own Wednesdays now. Look at
wow,
me. Look at me. All right. Let's close up the old plug bag. Wow.
That was a good one.
That was my favorite one so far, I think. That was Aerobic Schwartz by To The Marketplace. Thank you so much to the Marketplace. And again,
buy a seashell.
if you want to get the stems for all for that and make your own plug, closing of the plug bag theme, go to cbbworld.com/plugs. All right, guys, I want to thank you so much. First of all, John Hodgman, so great to see you
and
again.
Thank you
so much for making time to do this. I know you have so many choices when it comes to being on podcasts. So thank you for choosing Comedy Bang Bang.
Anytime, and please, I'm at your beck and call.
Oh, really?
That's right. Both beck and call.
Beck and call. Okay.
Anytime, I'd be very happy to come back.
Okay. Thank you.
Maybe I won't leave.
I will keep you to that. I would love to have you on again.
Thank you. Maybe I'm going to frog you.
Hey, that doesn't sound good when you say it that way.
No, I noticed an open air vent in the bathroom, and I'm just going to go in there and see.
Uh oh, you found me out.
Shimmy.
Bye.
Oh God. All right. Hey,
there can
Brock,
be only one.
There. Oh yes, Brock. I want to thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, man.
I don't like that you stole something. That's one of the Ten Commandments.
I know. I also didn't honor my mother today.
Really?
I disrespected her.
Wait, is she still with us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So how did you disrespect her?
I said, shut up.
What did she say to you?
She said I'd eat vegetables, and I said, shut up.
She said you would eat vegetables?
She said, you have to eat vegetables. So I said, shut up, Mom.
Wow. Do you live with her, or did you just come by to do that?
No, she called me up.
Oh, okay. I see.
I was running out the door.
You're an adult.
And I answer the phone because it's my mom. She goes, you got to eat vegetables. That's all she said to me. And I said, shut up, Mom.
Shut up, Brock's mom. I agree with you.
Thanks, man.
Is she a Mrs. Lovett like in Sweeney Todd?
Yeah, I'll take that heat. Just like it's pretty tough, if you know what I mean.
I'll take that heat. I'll tell your mom to shut up for you from now on.
Hey, absolutely, it's my mom. Uh-huh.
All right, I want to thank you, Elvis. So great to see you.
Thank you, little baby. Thanks for being a fan.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And take us out with one final song, if you don't mind.
Yeah, maybe the top song from Disgusting. Doom, doom,
click, click. Oh, sending all your money down to Masterland. I needed all your money on as fast as I can. I'll eat a can of tuna and a jar of rice. I'll send it over me and on a few so nice.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
I'm swooning.
Jar of rice.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.